In Indonesia, the country's largest Islamic boarding school is facing scrutiny. Lawmakers and civic and religious groups have called for an investigation, following reports that students there are being brainwashed and recruited into a militant group. NPR's Anthony Kuhn visited the school and sent this report about its alleged links to an underground Islamic movement.
A student's call to prayer echoes through an empty mosque at dusk. This is Al Zaitun, Indonesia's largest Islamic boarding school. More than 6,000 students study at its sprawling campus in Indramayu, West Java. Some of them have seen reports alleging their school's links to the outlawed Islamic State of Indonesia movement, or NII. But Azri, a Singaporean student who goes by one name, doesn't believe them.
As time goes on, I understand about this place. So what I understand is all the rumors is not true. What they say, maybe they don't understand about this place and they just talk.
Al Zaitun's founder is Panji Gumilang, a heavy-set authoritative man in a traditional black felt cap. He says his school cultivates tolerance, not militancy.
The best way to prevent Indonesia's children from becoming radicals is through education. At Al Zaitun, we teach children to be patriots, not radicals. The Al Zaitun movement is a form of de-radicalization.
But Panji Gumilang's critics say his secret second identity is Abu Toto, Jakarta regional commander for the NII. Panji dismisses such charges, saying that the NII ceased to exist long ago.
As for reports that we support an underground organization, these allegations cannot be proved, and therefore the organization does not exist.
The NII was founded in 1949 by Carto Suwirio, a charismatic imam who rebelled first against Dutch colonialists and later against the Indonesian government. The government executed him in 1962, but Carto Suwirio's beliefs still inspire other militants, including Jamaah Islamiyah, the terrorists behind the 2002 Bali bombings.
Indonesia.
When President Sukarno declared Indonesia's independence from the Dutch in 1945, Indonesia had to choose a political system, much like other post-colonial Asian nations. Professor Ali Munhanif of the State Islamic University in Jakarta explains.
Three alternatives emerged during late colonial period.
Three groups competed to build Indonesia according to their vision, he says. Islamists who wanted an Islamic state, nationalists that advocated a secular liberal country, and communists who sought to create a Soviet republic. Indonesia chose secular nationalism, and groups seeking an Islamic state went underground. Recently, the head of a parliamentary religious affairs committee and the country's main Islamic umbrella group have called for the NII to be eradicated, even though that is unlikely. Aminuddin Yaqub is an official with that umbrella group, the Indonesian Ulama Council. He says that even if the NII does not promote radicalism on Al Zaitun's campus, the two are still linked and pose a threat.
Gerakan ini nanti berpotensi dimanfaatkan oleh gerakan-gerakan radikal seperti teroris.
If it is not terminated soon, NII members could be exploited by more radical movements, including terrorists. We call on the government to take over the boarding school and oversee it, and then put the NII members on trial according to law.
Several ex-NII members have also confirmed the links with the Al Zaitun school. Sofyan Ardianto is a former underground NII officer and Panji Gumilang's former secretary. He says the NII robbed him of his money and his identity.
When I was initiated into the NII, I renounced my Indonesian nationality and became a citizen of the Islamic State of Indonesia. I pledged an oath to live to uphold the NII and to be ready to sacrifice my body, my soul, my money.
Sofyan describes an organization that's part mafia and part pyramid scheme. He says NII members are given monthly fundraising targets to meet by exploiting new recruits. He adds that many NII members have quit in disgust at what they consider Panji Gumilang's corrupt and authoritarian style.
NII has trillions of rupiah in assets, a huge sum of money, all built upon the suffering of people at the grassroots.
Back at Al Zaitun's mosque, a student recites the Quran. The school is apparently thriving despite the controversy. Former Presidents Suharto and Habibie have both visited the school, and the Minister of Religious Affairs recently denied the school's alleged links to the NII. The Indonesian Ulama Council's Aminuddin Yaqub says politicians protect the school in exchange for its students' and teachers' votes, and because the NII is a handy threat, which politicians can trot out to distract the public from bigger political crises. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Jakarta.